and so on. And don't forget that this also applies for the edges, because we're changing the model, but we're also replacing fully the database. So when you update your, even if your enterprise cluster, if you update to the September or later release, your edges will now be on Postgre. So if you have replicating edges, which means you had enabled the synchronization between them or the replication, they will follow the same model as the as the servers. Everyone uses the database on the primary edge. If they are non-replicating, then obviously they stay still. So, and but here is also the conversation to be had if it makes more sense now to make them replicating, even if they were not before. So there are some choices to be made on the edges, but you have time for that. But don't forget that September or later will change the database on the edges, and you need to follow the guide. And it's not as straightforward as run the double installer. The September installer is also a double. So we first update the installer and then the ST, as we sometimes do. But the prerequisites are pretty severe because they require a new OS user and a couple more things. So just heads up. Read your release me. It's always a good thing to read the release file, but this time is crucial. If you don't, your update will fail. Don't ask me how I know.
Okay, so I was reading through the README file, and I didn't see anything about the ports or any of the other package changes.
Hold on a second. Let me just open it very quickly and see if I still don't have it open, by the way. Okay, I have it open. Let me see what it says. Free space required, temporary space required. Two OS packages need to be updated, libxml2 and libxst. The Postgre requires additional non-root user to operate. And you are right, the database ports are not here. Okay, let me go and find the article then. Give me a second. He kicked me out.
Kind of blind with Teams.
Oh yeah, problems. I know. So, I know. I'm sorry.
No worries. But I was wondering if you were sharing something. I heard that you were kicked off. That.
Yeah, you know what?
Kicked out. Not kicked off.
No, that's okay. It was just me looking on another screen for a second here. I apologize. Jacob, let me find this article because I know I saw it somewhere. I just don't remember. Oh, it's in the admin guide. Look at the new install guide and new admin guide. That's the answer, actually. We updated the documentation. That's why I cannot find an article. So, because starting from September, this is the new land, the new rule. It basically, the new requirements are listed in the two guides. The install guide for initial setup and then the admin guide that describes everything. We replace the old information with the new information. So let's see if I can bring that up. DocsXway. Let me share my screen. Hold on. Share. Can you see my screen?
Yeah,
we do.
So starting with the getting started. Initial configuration, server checklist. I think all of the ports should have been updated over here. Is my Postgres. Where is my install guide now? Hold on. Okay. It's not my regular browser, unfortunately. So as you can see, I'm struggling a little bit to find what I need. Give me a second, guys. Let me just